be surprised if tomorrow we have an unannounced pop quiz on lighter-than-air gases.
Oh. Hey, everybody! I just made the most remarkable chemistry discovery in the last 100 years. Wait till I tell you what it is. Well, wait, I haven't told you yet. I'll tell you tomorrow when you're all nice and fresh.
Steve, you all right?
Oh, am I all right? How would you feel if you just infused the free radical neuron in the hypothalamus with an isotope from a sub-zero polymer? See, it's right here. Wait, wait. Well, there's the hypothalamus.
Well, Steve, that's been tried for years, but no one could find a bonding agent.
Ah, yogurt.
Of course. Yogurt?
Yogurt. See, molecular brain waves, when transmitted through yogurt to my brain, increase the capacity of my memory. And it makes a delicious low-fat snack.
Amazing. That's Nobel Prize-winning material.
Oh, even better. It might even give me an A.
You know, Steve, it's not fair. A gifted student like you should have his own laboratory.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to talk to Dean Jones about it.
Me? My own laboratory? With my very own test tubes?
Yes, Steve.
Oh, Professor, I promise you, you won't be sorry! We might want to leave before that explodes.
To see a movie tonight?
No, sweetheart, I'm not hungry.
And after that, a little mud wrestling.
Oh, that'll be just fine, sweetheart.
Carl, you're looking at those Wonder Bra ads again.
I just find the engineering so fascinating.
Let me see.
Yeah, sure. Hey. What's up, you two? What's with the long faces?
Yeah, fellas, what's wrong?
You know how we wanted to be junior woodsmen?
Sure. What happened?
We can't get in. Troop 134 is completely full.
Well, can't you try to get in another troop?
Sure, if we move to Canada.
There aren't enough troop leaders in our area.
So now we're just two disenfranchised inner city youths.
Well, you know, it is a darn shame that more adults don't devote their time to these kind of activities. I can't believe more adults won't volunteer to be leaders.
So you'll do it, Uncle Carl?
Do what?
Of course he will.
What?
You'll make a great troop leader.
What?
And now we're gonna meet all the Girl Scouts we can handle.
Steve, how are things going?
Oh, are you kidding? In my own lab, I'm happier than a tick in a blood bank.
Well, I'm glad because the Board of Regents has made quite an investment in us.
I appreciate it, and rest assured their investment is going to pay off, because the Urkel Total Recall machine is ready for its maiden voyage.
Excellent, Steve. How's it work?
Well, it's really quite simple. This machine stimulates the cerebral tandem's ability to disseminate informational waves to dissecting parts of the cranial storage area.
Meaning?
Well, it helps you remember things. Oh. Time to put the pedal to the metal and pop out the jelly!
Steve? Are you sure this machine's safe?
Oh, absolutely, positively, 100% safe. But you're not wearing metal underpants, are you?
No.
Oh. Then take the blast off. Buckle up for safety. Let her rip!
Okay.
Couldn't be better, Professor.
Steve, what happened to your machine?
Well, I think it worked just fine. I just seem to be experiencing a few side effects.
Well, don't worry, Steve. Science is a process of trial and error.
How am I going to explain this to the board?
Just tell them we have a few kinks to work out.
Tell who?
The board.
But how did you know I was thinking about the board?
Well, I just heard you, as clear as a bell.
But Steve, I didn't say anything. I was only thinking about the board.
I don't believe this. Okay, Professor, let's try something. I want you to think about what you had for breakfast. Don't tell me. Just think about it.
Okay, here goes.
I had skim milk, an egg white omelet, and pork sausage.
You had skim milk, an egg white omelet, and pork sausage.
That's amazing. You read my mind.
Now, wait! This dwarfs anything I've ever invented before.
My Lord, you've done the unimaginable. Do you realize what this means?
This will change the whole world. It'll revolutionize the police interrogation system. Politicians will be forced to tell the truth. Best of all, men will finally know what the heck women are thinking. Ooh, Lara's Cajun meatloaf. Ooh, sign me up for seconds.
Laura better marry a rich man, because the poor baby sure can't cook.
This meatloaf reminds me, I gotta repave the driveway.
I'm so confused. I love Stefan, but lately I'm attracted to Steve.
I knew it! You are attracted to me.
Boy, you're so crazy.
Oh, no. I distinctly heard you thinking you were attracted to me.
Steve, what's going on?
Well, an experiment of mine backfired earlier today, and now I can read minds.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
No, it's true. Tell you what, somebody thinks something, and I'll tell you what it is.
Poor child has finally lost it.
No, I haven't, Harriet. She was thinking the poor child has finally lost it.
That's right.
And Laura, I read your mind when you thought that you were attracted to me.
I better get out of here before I think something I might regret. Steve, I don't know what you're up to, but reading minds is like opening someone else's mail.
No, I'm not.
You just don't do it.
This is creepy. We're out of here.
Guys, Carl, I thought reading minds would be a good thing.
Well, Steve, you know, invading somebody's privacy is never a good thing. Okay, boys, circle up. The first meeting of Troop 86 will now come to order.
Do we get food?
Later, Norman. But first, let's start by reciting the Junior Woodsman's sacred oath, huh? A junior woodsman stands like a tree, devoted to truth and the land of the free. He's loyal to his brothers across the planet, and his lifelong bond is written in granite. Junior Woodsman, give the salute. Hey, great Luluin'. Okay, let's sit.
Boy.
Now, I think we should start the meeting by everyone taking a turn and telling what you hope to get out of this experience.
Some Girl Scouts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They dig the uniform.
Yo, 3J. Sir. There are no girls at this meeting. Oh. So sit down. But we are going to talk about camping.
When are we going to eat?
Later, Norman. You see, the book tells us where to find all the good camping spots.
Well, what if you can't find a good spot?
Well, Richie, I'm sure the book will probably tell us what to do.
What if you get lost?
Well, Rich, I imagine it's probably somewhere in the book.
I want to know what happened if you lose the book.
Leader Troop 134 will know what to do. That guy is a forest ranger, a green beret, and he shaves with a broken piece of glass.
And he always has snacks.
Well, that's probably why his troop is now full. Now, fellas, let's talk about first aid.
First aid isn't cool.
Well, it's cool if it'll save your life. And if you keep annoying me, it just might. Fellas, you know, I think that's enough. Uh-huh. Yep. Yeah. You know, I've lost all the filling in my legs. Fellas,
Hey, I hear the ice cream truck.
Ice cream!
What? Yeah! Fellas? Guys? Junior Woodsman? Well, at least get me a creamsicle.
One for me, one for you. Here you go. Mine. Ira, this is a chemistry class, not a truck stop. Get back in your seat.
Oh, what's the big deal? We're practically engaged to be engaged to be engaged.
Don't open your test until I tell you, and remember, if I catch you cheating, I'll bust you down to kindergarten.
Oh, God, I have to sit next to Steve Urkel. He always smells like cheese.
Pencils ready? Begin.
That Myra's a real bae. What does she see in that dork Steve?
What's the corpuscular theory of sound? I can't even understand the test instructions.
I could cheat off this guy, but he's a moron. I wish I was sitting next to the nerd. Oh, man. What's the atomic weight of boron?
She's so fine. She probably can't even remember the atomic weight of boron.
Look at my hunky Steve. I could sop him up with a biscuit. I think I should
have hooked up that A because I do not know anything on this test.
Do I still cheat?
She's not helping me at all.
How am I supposed to think when I'm sitting here buying her?
I can't even
read. Oh, my God.
Okay, okay. D is a differential of A squared plus B is over C, not C.
Right in the middle of a test.
I'm cracking up here. I have to get back to my total recall machine and do something. Can I take the test tomorrow?
No, I'm sorry, Steve. This is a midterm.
Well, I read your thoughts about the Dean's weight problem. Didn't you refer to him as wide load?
You can take the test tomorrow.
Thank you.
Attention! Attention! I said freeze! Now get in line! Well, fellas, this week I have got some really great things for you to do. We are going to actually build bird cages out of popsicle sticks. Uh-huh.
Hey, guys, great news. All the O'Malley brothers moved to Philadelphia. Troop 134 has room for all of us. Come on!
Yeah! Where are you going, 3J?
To Troop 134. They got it going on.
And you can't leave. Remember the oath?
Oath? What oath?
The woodsman's oath. You know, loyal to our brothers across the planet. You can't desert Uncle Carl.
Fellas, look, truth of the matter is, you know, now that I'm captain at the precinct, I'm really busier than ever, and I don't really have the kind of time to give to the troop that it deserves. And I'm sure you two will admit that I'm not the greatest troop leader in the world.
There's gotta be somebody worse.
Thank you for those kind words, 3J. And thanks for trying to spare my feelings. But you know, it'd be okay with me if you wanted to go join Troop 134.
Thanks. And if it helps, you look better in long pants anyway, man.
Thanks. Better get going. The other guys are waiting.
Uncle Carl, Are you sure you're not disappointed?
Why should I be disappointed? I mean, we had one really great meeting where you learned the true meaning of the Junior Woodsman's Oath. Loyalty.
Thanks, Uncle Carl.
Thanks.
Love you guys. See you later.
You want to see me?
Oh, I just wanted to apologize for snooping through your thoughts the other day.
I wonder if he's doing it now.
Oh, yes, I am, but I can't help it. But don't worry, I'm gonna stop. I'm gonna run the machine in reverse.
And that'll stop you from reading people's minds?
Well, either that or I'll end up being a paperweight.
Steve, is this machine safe?
Absolutely, positively, 100%. You're not wearing a metal bra, are you?
No.
Okay. Let her rip.
You all right?
Oh, yeah. I'm fine. I need you to think something. Anything. What'd you have for breakfast?
I had a cup of tea and some Captain Crunch.
Well, go ahead, think something.
Well, I did.
Yippee! I'm cured! I didn't hear a word you were thinking.
Steve, you need to destroy this machine. It's dangerous.
Oh, no can do. Well, I'm gonna climb back into that chair, throw it in reverse, and see if it'll stop me from reading minds.
You just did that.
Did what?
You got in the chair, put it in reverse, and it stopped you from reading people's minds.
Hey, that's a good idea. I'm gonna get in that chair, throw it in reverse, and see if it'll stop me from... Hey, Laura, where did you get here?
Steve, you may not be able to read people's minds anymore, but you seem to have short-term memory loss.
Oh, fiddle faddle. Now, I want you to think what you had for breakfast, and we'll see if the machine worked.
I already did that.
Good gracious, Laura, where did you get here? What was I doing? Oh, now I remember the telephone.
Hi, Snugglepoops. How you feeling?
Oh, fine. Thanks for asking. Have we met?
Why, Stevie, it's me, your little minx, Myra.
Oh, and I know you from...
Steve. Steve, what's going on? We've been lip wrestling for 4 years.
Well, Martha,
it's Myra.
Since my machine mishap, I've been having some short-term memory loss. And since my machine mishap, I've been having some short-term memory loss. Not to mention, since my machine mishap, I've been having some short-term memory loss.
Oh. Well, maybe this will help.
Oh, yeah. It's all coming back to me now.